From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel broadcast. It's good to have you join with us today, and I hope you'll be able to stay with us for the next 15 minutes as the Reverend Raymond McLaren lets the Bible speak.
Thank you for joining us again today. We bid you welcome to the program. There are many notable characters whose histories are recorded in the Bible, and all for good reason. But there's one individual mentioned who stands out, a woman. Not only may we learn from her, but the Lord Jesus Christ has actually commanded us to remember her. His exhortation is recorded in Luke 17:32, where he says, "Remember Lot's wife." And if God says we should take particular notice of this person, then the lessons to be learned must surely be of great importance. God doesn't say, "Remember Adam." He doesn't say, "Remember Abraham," or "Noah," "Isaac," or "Jacob." But he distinctly draws our attention to Lot's wife. Remember her, God says. So what was so special about her that we must not forget? I want to answer this question as we look at this woman for just a moment or two today. And there are four simple thoughts we want to leave with you. First of all, there's the thought of spiritual devotion. The truth about Lot's wife is that she was a woman who was surrounded by spiritual privilege. In the day in which she lived, there was no Bible. The greater part of society lived in sin and spiritual darkness. But compared to the millions of her fellow human beings who were hurtling to a lost eternity, Lot's wife was a privileged woman. It's true she was married to a man who was backslidden from the Lord, but at least she had connections with the Word of God through her husband's uncle Abraham. Abraham was a man who knew God, and she had the opportunity to see how a godly man lived. She would see him at prayer. His godly life was no secret to her. But in spite of these privileges, she lived and died without God, without grace, and without hope. But, beloved, with the greatest respect, what we would ask you to consider today is the fact that you have many privileges in your life. You live in a land that has the Bible, and many a preaching house where you can attend to hear the Word of God. You even have this radio broadcast. I suspect you are familiar with the gospel message, but that familiarity will never save you. You may even enjoy the privilege of having saved people in your family circle, but that won't save your soul. You need to be born again. Knowing about the gospel, having friends who are saved, even reading the Bible or saying prayers, these things in themselves will never save your soul. Lot's wife enjoyed such privileges. She had the godly Abraham to pray for her, but she still didn't give up her sin, and finally she perished one day. And God says, remember her. Beloved, don't you go through life without the Savior. Don't you depend on someone else praying for you. Come you to Christ and receive Him by faith as your Savior. Secondly, there's the thought of shameful depravity. The practice of homosexuality is much in the news in our day, and while many will try to condone it and make excuses for it, it can't go unnoticed that God destroyed the city of Sodom because the practice was carried on there. Now Lot and his wife lived in that city, but in mercy, God sent in his angels to rescue the couple before he sent that fire down from heaven that burned the place up. He destroyed the city and all in it, except Lot and his wife. You know, when God sent his messengers in there to get Lot out, the men of the city wanted to carry out their unholy behavior with those who were pure and holy. It shows just how low these people were prepared to stoop. But, beloved listener, you may never engage in the kind of practice that went on in Sodom. But again, with respect, there is nevertheless sin in your life. How do we know? because God says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But we are not concerned about what your sin may be or the extent of it. Rather, we would point you to the one who is able to put away that sin and willing to do it. Sin is sin, and all sin is punishable. If not under the laws of the land, certainly under God's law. And in the case of Lot's wife, she was warned that judgment was coming upon her city because of the sins of those who lived there, including her. Thirdly, there's the thought of simple directions. And the gospel is so simple. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now God was faithful in sending his messengers to Sodom to warn the people of impending doom. And both Lot and his wife heard the message, "Escape for thy life." God was about to send fire from heaven to destroy the whole place, but in mercy, she is told to get out. Yet she didn't want to go. She couldn't see what there was to be alarmed about. What part of the message did she not understand? Escape. Surely that was plain enough. But, beloved, how often have you been warned that your sin is taking you every day closer to a lost sinner's hell? And you have been exhorted to escape, to flee to Christ for refuge, to receive him as your only Savior and your only hope. But you haven't done it yet. What part of this do you not understand? When God says, "Now is the day of salvation," what are you waiting for? When he says, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish," what is so hard about that to understand? You need to repent, and you need to do it now before it's too late. You can't be saved after you die. You must seek Christ for salvation while you still have breath in your body. It's too late after death has taken you away, and there are no second chances after you've gone. But the simple direction of the gospel is, escape. Cry to God now for mercy while you still can. Some years ago in Pennsylvania, a small town stood near a river. In the hills outside town, there was a large dam that held back a great volume of water. On one occasion, there was a lengthy spell of very heavy rain, and the dam was seen to fill to a level never witnessed before. The engineers wondered if the wall would hold. Then it happened. Suddenly a crack was discovered, and a warning was sent to the village in the valley for people to escape while they could. Some people heeded the warning and fled at once to higher ground. But there were others who said, "Oh, we've been here for years and we've never seen a flood yet," and they refused to move. But the dam gave way, and some 600 souls in that valley were washed away to their deaths. They refused to heed the warning. But, beloved, there's a far greater urgency about the matter of your salvation. The Bible says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." You should be saved today. And lastly, there's the thought of sudden destruction. Can you picture this woman running out of that city? Lot was in front, she's coming behind. But then she looked back, and that's when it happened. The Bible tells us that her body immediately turned into salt. Why? She got out, didn't she? Well, only just. But she perished for the simple fact that she didn't believe that God would send the fire that he had promised. She refused to believe God. That's why she perished. Listen, beloved, God says you are in danger of perishing. If you don't quit with sin and receive Christ as your Savior, then you're going to end up in hell. Now, if you choose not to believe that, then your fate will be the same as Lot's wife. Isn't this why God says, "Remember her"? Oh, but listen, it's not God's will that you should perish. He loves you today. He has proved that at Calvary when he punished his own son in your place. And if Jesus died for your sins, why should you die too? Will you not then receive him today as your own personal Savior and as your substitute? Oh, I pray God will give you grace to trust him today. Seek his mercy while you can. Remember Lot's wife.
Behold, we standing at the door, and hear me plead evermore.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the Gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.